You're listening to Panel Borders, which is an extract from Resonance FM's weekly show about the world of comics. In this week's show, I'm hosting a roundtable discussion with Manhua Comics curator Paul Gravett and artists Chi Hoi Lee and Hock Tak Jung, who both hail from Hong Kong, about their work.
Well, maybe I should start with you, Paul. Why did you choose these three artists for tonight's sort of Q&A and demonstration? Well, is it because of the Cantonese link, or...?
China Comics now is covering both mainland China and Hong Kong and a little bit of Taiwan. Not enough, really, but we've put that in too. But, these two guys, I mean, I've been in touch with Chi Hoi. We're talking since about 2004 when I was seeing one of his books, Still Life, he sent to me, and it was really exciting. At the time, I was doing the Comic Festival in second year, and I also was in touch with Craig Ao Yong, who is coming next week, who's also been a long sort of promoter and champion of alternative and expressive comics, and was behind this amazing magazine, Cockroach,
right,
which I first heard about back in 2000, which was like kind of raw size, you know, giant format, experimental, and great because it's actually in two languages. It's in English as well as in Chinese. And so there was always this idea that we do something with these guys from Hong Kong. To be honest, as well as being great, it also happens that they're in Europe at the moment. That they're doing a European tour. They were just, as I went and saw them, weekend before last, they were in Bologna at the Bilbao Bull Festival. They had a great exhibition, two exhibition, and then they're on shortly at the end of the month. They're going on to Bastia in Corsica for another festival. So, and they're currently based in Paris as Hock and Tak Jung is published there.
Right.
So it happens that we now can collaborate with these with the other two festivals and bring them over together at the same time.
Okay.
It worked out very well.
And as ever, the publishers of both these artists are typically French rather than Anglo-American.
Yeah, it's for the moment. I mean, they haven't had any much exposure published in English, but their work is available in various English forms. For example, the Italian edition of the train has got subtitles, you know, on the page, so you can read them in English. And in fact, Hock Tak Jung's book, How Blue Is My Valley, was published in Chinese with English alongside, but that edition is now sold out. But there's another edition that is in French.
Mm.
But hopefully there's going to be, in time, there's going to be, you know, it's only a matter of time before they get put into English by somebody properly. Yeah.
I mean, I had a look at whatever there was online of How Blue Is Your Valley, and it seems that your style seems to be sort of a very Fauvist style, looking perhaps at European artists like... Matisse and Van Gogh. Are they influences on your style?
Mainly on the colour. Yeah, I love the colour Matisse using.
Hmm.
And the Fauvist artists, yeah, they're using the vibrant colours. Yeah. I think I have a strong influence by them. Yeah.
And, I mean, what kind of techniques do you use when you're making comics? Because this seems... a combination of sort of like collage and sort of like paint.
Simply pack it in the computer.
Right, okay.
I have no thoughts on what to use and what combination. Yeah, just, yeah, and see what's the best result.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, but even though you're using the computer, it seems that at times you're using a very painterly style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, is it important to you to use sort of modern tools in order to evoke perhaps more classical artistic styles?
Yeah, my way is to use high technology in a stupid way, or old-fashioned way. I never use those filters and also kind of special settings in the software. I just use the pen and choose the color and draw the line and feel the color, and that's it. Nothing special. So you better change the title. Whatsoever, high technology is not high technology at all.
Oh, right.
I feel I'm making people misunderstanding me. Seems like, wow, whatsoever, cyber guy or something. No, right. No, not at all.
But the results are spectacular, even so.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, it's interesting that you get so used, perhaps, you know, particularly in American and British comics, with some sort of attempt to do realistic colouring, which seems ridiculous when you're dealing with, like, fantastic subjects. And yet, you know, you've gone hell for leather with sort of, like, primary colours and things that have maybe perhaps a more visceral emotional effect on the reader than, you know, so-called realism.
Yeah. The story happened in the book was the past in the 1970s something. Mm. And they are images in my memory. And in my memory, I can put it like a dreamscape or something. So that must not to be realistic. Or,
okay.
Yeah, so I use... Yeah, that is an excuse. Okay.
Well, they always say that, you know, when you sort of remember events from when you were younger, that all of the buildings in your memory seem a lot taller. Perhaps in your memory, all the colours are a lot more vivid than they are in real life.
Yeah.
Yes, I couldn't find that much information about you on the internet. Mm-hmm. And what there was either in French or German. So I've then had to translate that into English. So,
so. Actually, you're talking about my book.
Yeah.
The first edition is Chinese-English.
Okay.
Bilingual.
It's bilingual.
Oh, excellent.
It's efficient, small amounts. It's a long time ago, so it's just not much left.
Well, I mean, I read that you contributed to a book called Comics 2000 that was all silent strips.
Yeah. Well, a long time ago.
Yeah, well, yeah. Again. 8 years now, so.
Almost a cut.
I mean,
on the other. I'm not sure where they are, but.
Somewhere.
Yeah, a couple of works in the downstairs.
Right. Looking at the kind of comics that you do at Chi, they seem to be far more to do with calligraphic illustration, sort of looking at perhaps the book, the illustrations you might get in children's books in order to evoke some kind of maybe nostalgic memory as well.
Children's memory in my comics?
Yeah.
For my comics, I don't do strictly autobiographic stories, but except in Still Life, there was one more truly autobiographic, which was about one of my classmates in the high school. She committed suicide when we were in Form 6 of the secondary school. But when I was drawing this story, it was 7 years after. So when I thought about that particular time in my memory, I could keep a little distance from it, and yet I have certain feeling to look back, but not too close to the exact time.
You've done a lot of stories that are short stories that are included in other people's anthologies, perhaps as some sort of voice within a generation in a way, and the style of art as well kind of evokes maybe American indie artists such as Charles Burns and Jeff Nicholson perhaps. I mean, when you sort of think of the kind of the comics you produce, do you see that you have anything in common with perhaps underground artists sort of finding a voice within a certain kind of genre?
I think in my earlier years of drawing comics, I haven't read much comics, not the Hong Kong comics, not the Japanese manga, not the American or European stuff. I have no formal training from any school. I studied science, food and nutritional sciences in the university, so I just try to draw something myself. But in my childhood, I used to like drawing by myself after school, so I keep this habit for a long time until now. So it was in the university that I discovered the work of Lai Ta Tat Wing, who is an alternative comic artist in Hong Kong, and his way of drawing little panels and storytelling inspired me a lot, and so I started to think, wow, comics can be like this. And then I started to pick up my pen and draw something and tell a story.
Because you worked on a book about Hong Kong comic artists in general. Was it important to you to kind of bring the work of the whole scene to the attention of the outside world in doing that book?
I think this is an important book. But at the beginning, it was not initiated by me, but by Craig Au Yang, who was also the founder of Cockroach. Mm. And we met about 10 years ago when they started Cockroach. And since then we kept in touch closely to work on things related to comics, and he knows that I also write in Chinese besides drawing comics, so he wanted me to participate in this anthology book of Hong Kong comic artists.
I mean, how about you, Hock? As part of sort of the Hong Kong comic scene, were you trying to perhaps have a different style to your peers, or sort of find your niche, as it were, looking at the kind of the spectrum of comics that are available?
Well, quite different. Many guys very close to me, they are kind of traditional style. Yeah, using pencil or watercolor. And I feel so strange for me to being so different. But why not? it's good to see different kind of combination to be available. Yeah, so maybe I change a bit. I feel more comfortable now. Yeah, after a while being close to other artists. Yeah, so I think, yeah. I hope I answer you your question. Yeah.
You're actually working on a deadline right now while you're over in London, aren't you? You have a regular weekly slot.
Weekly and daily now.
Daily too.
4 days a week. Yeah, 4 days. It's for a newspaper
strip or
a newspaper clips.
Whereas yeah. Weekly is a two-page.
Yeah, weekly. Is
wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of work. Yeah.
What publications that is?
There's a weekly magazine, a kind of pop culture magazine. Yeah, and another one is the newspaper.
Mm.
Yeah, and Chi Hoi share 3 days
in the week
with me. Yes. So yeah. Yeah, so we are quite busy.
As in doing this in the daily strip?
I draw 3 days per week, and Tak draws 4 days per week.
And what space do you have?
About 6 inches times 3 inches.
Yeah, so quite small. Right.
Quite small, 4-panel strips.
Yeah.
What's your strip about?
Crazy, stupid things.
I mean, is it an ongoing narrative, or is it more in the tradition of gag strips like The Far Side?
What do you think? Mine is more traditional. I don't know how to describe myself.
I think we have not any tradition in Hong Kong.
Why?
Ah,
that's
a good
question.
So everything
you are
can
the
be
new tradition.
Traditional.
What's your strip about, Chi?
About a little girl and her relationship with her father.
Okay.
It's a kind of story inspired by cowboy in the 80s. The cowboy comic strips in Hong Kong were very popular. It talks about father and son story. Most of them are silent comics without dialogues. Mm. But when I look back in those publications, 20 years ago, I realized that he was experimenting with a lot of graphic styles, even though it is a very popular comics. So I want to do something similar.
So you are coming from a tradition in that sense. You're building on the cowboy comic.
Yes,
tradition,
I want to go that way.
Interesting.
To talk about some tiny stories about human relationships.
But I guess the cowboy comics never had girls in them, did they?
Mm.
It was always cowboys and their
right.
sons.
Right.
So you're almost correcting that by what happens, the untold story. Interesting.
I mean, I've noticed that a lot of comics by both of you are in two languages simultaneously. Is that because Hong Kong, because of its very nature until recently, had to appeal to both kind of the expat British market as well as the sort of local Chinese?
Our comic books used to, for example, 3 or 4 years ago, we started to publish comic books, but there were no big publishers interested in it, and those publishers who published our books were little publishers. They could only afford 1,000 copies, and the market in Hong Kong about these kind of comics was very small, and so we wanted to try to connect other people who appreciate our comics. Also, we started to build up our website and so on. I think it's we just want to have more conversation with the audience and try to make us connected. But now in Hong Kong, there started even big publishers of cultural books or history books. They started a comics line nowadays, and I think we are gaining more and more audience. And especially Tuck and with another comic artist, Siu Huck, they share the two-page weekly columns that in the popular magazines. Mm. So I think they are the forerunners to fight for more audience.
The rock stars of Hong Kong comics, yes.
Well, it sounds like then with the kind of magazines and the newspapers and the books where your work is published, that you're trying to find a wider audience for your work, but also tapping into perhaps popular genres and kind of pop culture that people are into in Hong Kong.
Yeah, I think only pop magazine can pay a certain amount of money. After all, it's a busy city. Yeah. And newspaper, they pay quite well, right? It's a comic.
It's a comic page, I think.
Okay, I think.
A reasonable price, but if the price is compared to the newspapers in Europe or in England, it's far more or less. Far less. That's it.
Be careful, man.
I mean, are you able to make a living as a comics creator, or do you have another job on the side?
I have other jobs as well. I also do illustrations sometimes for magazines, and sometimes book design also. Sometimes writing articles for the newspapers. That makes up bit by bit of my living.
I mean, are comics in Hong Kong a popular enough genre that people will have exposure to them? Or when you're, say, pitching a project that's going to be serialized in a magazine or a book, you almost have to show people your illustration work first and then say, I also do sequential art.
I think different artists do different things. For example, Siu Huck, the one I mentioned that shared a column, weekly column with Huck, he has been a very popular illustrator in the advertising agencies, so you can see everywhere his illustrations in the bus stops, in the metro. That help us gain more audience for the comics, so I don't need to work on those commercial things and work on my own silly stupid comics. Let's pass the job to the capable man.
Looking at your two styles, you seem to be very much at different ends of the spectrum. That Huck uses sort of cutting-edge technology, if perhaps to create a painterly style, while you use traditional pen and ink. Presumably there's a market for both, both in terms of illustration and in comics.
Nobody asked me for advertising illustrations because they think my comics are black and white and so dark and so sad. They don't want this kind of stuff. They want colorful and happy stuff. Okay. So I think the market doesn't want black and white stuff so much. And on the other hand, it's also the artistic direction that each artist wants to pursue. And for example, Tuck, he uses a lot of colors and mix and match with all the crazy, beastly environment in Hong Kong to have a good mix and match in his comics. But for me, I tend to reject all the noise from outside. So it's also about our different mentality of the artists.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, because certainly when Hong Kong is kind of presented to the Western media, it is always this kind of barrage of neon and traffic. I mean, is that something you're very aware of, you know, when you're sort of creating your work?
Yeah, yeah. I simply have no difficulty to find any topics. Yeah, it's just everywhere is this kind of city metropolitan thing. Yeah, yeah. And people living in there may not be very comfortable. So I have a lot of feeling on this kind of uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm living not so comfortable as well. So yeah, it inspires me a lot.
And yet, while Hong Kong obviously has this kind of, you know, this metropolitan, busy city aspect to it, both of your comics actually seem to have this kind of like quieter personal moment. Is that trying to, in a way, as a human being living in a sort of very inhuman place, as it were, just looking at those quieter moments and trying to, produce them on the page?
Yeah, just want to run away. Run away in the book. Only, yeah, not in the real life, but this is kind of, should I say, it's a kind of healing. Is that a white word?
Self-healing.
Self-healing, yeah. By drawing comics, we can escape from the real life. Yeah, actually. We are escaping from the real life. We keep busy in our department, our working desk. So I have no time to go out. Yeah, this is the real kind of escape. Yeah.
And the kind of escapism in your comic, Chi?
Try to find a silent or a more quiet resolution in the complicated world, I think. That's what I want to do in my comics.
Cool. Okay, thanks a lot.
For more info about all the artists exhibiting at the Manhua exhibition at the LCC, please visit www.paulgravett.com or www.lcc.arts.ac.uk. In the next podcast, I'll be talking to comic creator and commentator Coco Wang about the underground comic scene in Beijing, which you can download at www.panelborders.com and podcasts.resonancefm.com. Thanks for listening.